COVID-19 has affected every single walk of life since last March. When society practically shut down 8 months ago, we entered the land of the unknown. Human interaction that is natural and that we took for granted was no longer possible. We needed to try and find a new way of interacting. It was no longer possible to attend our workplace or school setting. We could no longer fly or drive or even walk to meet our families at stages. Our possibility of attending sporting or music events was removed, all due to the threat of the virus. Technology stepped into the breach, and thankfully so. I doubt many or any of us, just those few months ago, had ever heard of Zoom or Microsoft Teams or Google Hangout or other similar virtual forums. What I'm getting to, Minister, is that whenever our basis of humanity was removed and threatened by this global pandemic, the only mechanism that allowed us to continue our lives with some sense of normality was technology. The issue, however, is that if ever the technological divide in Ireland manifested itself and showed how wrong and problematic this divide is, it was during this COVID-19 crisis. It is almost to the day, November 19th, 2019, that my constituency colleague and then Minister for Education in the last government, Joe McHugh, announced a €128 million broadband investment that would connect 32,000 homes and businesses in Donegal to a high-speed fibre optic broadband network. I would have loved this connection over the last number of months. I want to touch on my own county's experience with the AIR contract, where they were given the contract to reach out to another 300,000 homes, and lines were drawn in rural communities outside of towns. These were cruel lines. I've lost count of the numbers of families that my office has dealt with where they were just outside that line and they were looking at their neighbours having this absolutely essential access to broadband, almost comparable to the electrification of the country back in the day, to have it so vital in the modern age, looking at it not far away, and they didn't have it. It was so cruel, and we have to deliver this plan. We're all too aware in this House of the problems that successive governments have had in rolling out a national broadband plan. Indeed, on this current national broadband plan, we in Sinn Féin had our concerns and we put them forward at the time. That being said, we are where we are now. The irony of COVID-19 is that whilst technology went some way to eradicating some of the problems that the virus threw at us, it also inhibited and affected the rollout of this current plan. We are now behind schedule. Minister, we are at a point now where it must be taken as a matter of the utmost seriousness and as a priority of this current government that rural Ireland can no longer operate without a connected broadband infrastructure. For far too long now, rural Ireland has been operating with one hand held behind its back while it comes to broadband, and dare I say, there has been no spark for far too many governments when it came to levelling the pitch. Minister, I can tell you now, it is unacceptable and will not be accepted for any considerable period of time into the future. It is my belief that the success or failure of the rollout of the National Broadband Plan will be a litmus test for your government. Life has changed as a result of COVID-19. Patients are now having medical appointments carried out through a laptop or mobile phone screen. Students in school and college are doing their lessons online. Increased numbers of people are doing their shopping online. Banking is almost exclusively online. None of these necessary life actions can happen without quick, secure, and affordable access to broadband. I would ask you, Minister, if not already in place, to convene an implementation team within your department to work directly with National Broadband Ireland to get the rollout of broadband back on track, to speed it up if possible, and to allow my constituency of Donegal and all other parts of rural Ireland to at least have an even hand when we are fighting for jobs, investment and tourism. Minister, to finish as I started, rural and community development is impossible into the future without having access to broadband. I urge you to let this be your legacy in the department in which you have responsibility for. Go to Margaret.